Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night skies over Israel are clear and calm. A mild breeze is sweeping through major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. Envoy Barrack has reversed his comments on the Golan Heights, reaffirming Trump's earlier recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the area. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom Hebrew noted Hamas has responded to kites launched towards Israel, dismissing them as children's toys and accusing Israel of using them as a pretext for aggression. Also this hour, according to Forward, American actor Mark Ruffalo denied accusations of anti-Semitism following Paramount's claims that he invoked anti-Semitic tropes. Separately, Axios reports from earlier today that Syria and Israel are moving to defuse tensions after a recent airbase bombing, with Syria labeling the strike as unjustified. And finally, I-24 News reports that organized crime boss Yushabayev was shot dead near Caesarea earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Avi Connor, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that Mark Ruffalo has used anti-Semitic stereotypes and criticized his defense of having Jewish friends. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English shared that Mohammed Khalil, CEO of Alstom's MENA headquarters, highlights the cultural shift in Saudi Arabia, where public transport is now integral to daily life. In a post from earlier, Visegrad 24 reports on a major British Muslim charity under investigation for allegedly funding Hamas, following the arrest of Mohammed Youssef Hasna in the UK. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Golan Heights, the Jerusalem Post reports U.S. Envoy Barrack has clarified his stance, reinforcing Trump's recognition of Israeli sovereignty. This move may calm regional tensions and reaffirm U.S.-Israeli diplomatic ties. Turning to Gaza, Israel Hayom highlighted comments from a Hamas spokesperson who dismissed kites launched towards Israel as harmless and criticized Israel's response. The statement underscores ongoing tension between the two entities, with potential implications for future peace talks. Meanwhile, Forward reports that Mark Ruffalo has addressed accusations of anti-Semitism, defending his remarks as a critique rather than prejudice. This highlights ongoing debates around criticism of Israel and anti-Semitism, which may affect public discourse and media portrayals. Earlier today, Axios noted efforts by Syria and Israel to stabilize relations following an airbase bombing. Syria condemned the strike as unjustified, while Israel maintained its stance. This incident, part of a series of regional conflicts, underscores the fragile peace and the need for diplomatic resolution. And on the crime front, I-24 News reported the death of crime boss Yushabayev near Caesarea. His death may signal shifts within organized crime in Israel, potentially affecting local communities and law enforcement efforts. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reviewed Sony's latest luxury headphones, The Collection, highlighting their premium design and sound quality. This release underscores Sony's commitment to maintaining its market position through innovation. Separately, tech provided insights into Dario Amodei, a leading figure in AI, with a focus on his wife's significant influence. This showcases the personal dynamics behind major tech advancements relevant to Israel's growing tech sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business featured Fireblocks founder Mikhail Shaulov discussing changes in Israel's global tech reputation. His remarks suggest evolving strategies are needed to maintain Israel's competitive edge in international markets. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.